Your T about to be poppin'. The Queen about to be poppin'. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for Thunder.
Coming at you live from London Town.
Carrie and Tommy live from London.
Yes, they are. Welcome to it for your Monday afternoon. How are we doing, guys?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty good because it's so good to see you back at work.
Yeah, sorry I was sick last week.
Certainly not well, but back at work, and I'm the same. And so expect me to be off in 3 days because I'm sitting next to a human sack of snot. And we are in the smallest room next to each other.
I just did lose my voice for about 5 minutes. And then once I blew my nose and got all the phlegm out, I feel much better.
I don't even know if that can be called a nose blow. It was a mass evacuation.
It was. It did feel like it came from deep down below.
Yeah. You first blew your nose with a paper towel, and I thought, wow, that's ambitious, thinking you're going to need a whole paper towel. And then that wasn't enough.
I had to go back and get another one.
I'm like, give this woman an actual beach towel.
Have you? I don't know. I feel like a lot of our trip has been marred by sickness. There's been like gastro. There's been, we've had the flu, COVID, everything. Is everyone that sick back at home?
Nah, we're good.
We're good.
I'm sure people, my friends have been saying this, like schools are like half of classes are not there and stuff because kids are sick.
They've had to shut some schools down.
Don't mock me. I feel like our immune systems aren't ready to be back in the world.
I reckon you're ready to be back in the world.
That's for other reasons.
We got a big show. Stay with us.
It's Gary and Tommy for your Monday afternoon.
Gary and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And, hey, huge news today.
What?
Because we're giving away our first trip for someone to join us. That's me, Tommy, and Carrie, the human bag of snot sitting next to me, us in London to see Ed Sheeran
live. I will be all better by then, and I cannot wait to party.
Yeah.
But I was going to clap you in.
I didn't realise
that's what you were going to say. That deserves a clap. Okay. I was going to clap you in because I saw your show, your comedy show on the weekend.
You did. Thank you for coming.
I missed the whole time it went round Australia.
Yes.
So I caught it in London.
Yes.
And it was a very similar experience because how many people did you play to in Australia?
I think standard was about 1,000 a night.
Yeah, yeah. And this one was about, 20 people? So it was real, it gave me a real like similar vibe.
I had a pyrotechnics entrance in Australia with flames and fireworks. And here I walked on the stage with a lighter, just occasionally sparking it.
It was the first time I've been in such a small gig. Like it was tiny.
Yeah.
It was so small.
Yeah.
I knew everybody because before you came in, I just was taking selfies up the back with my fans. So they were just, because they were expats.
Yeah.
And so they knew who I was. And but it was funny because all I know about, Can I talk about your show or not?
No.
Oh, this makes this break tricky, doesn't it?
Well, not the end.
Oh.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, because
I haven't. You travelled all around
now. No, I've still got some cities left.
Oh.
Yeah.
This makes this break. Anyway, I gave away the ending. No, I didn't give away the I didn't give away the ending. I just really built up the ending, right, as to like not – sorry, I didn't build it up. I just sort of
– I think,
put a little something out there, right, about the ending.
Yeah.
But then when you started the show, I was like, oh, you're not doing the normal show. And then I was like, oh, my God, I've said a little something about the ending that they're waiting for and this is not the direction this whole show's going in. And then I started saying to Chris, what have I been telling people? He said, people are going to think you're really weird. I can't now say what it is I was telling people. But anyway.
Can I just say, 20 people, I know you're exaggerating. There was far more than 20.
Okay, there was 30.
There was more than 30.
How many was there?
I believe there was 78 on the night.
Oh, no. Yeah. God, it didn't look 78.
Yeah.
Was there?
There was 78. Yeah.
78 and Bickers managed to give spoilers to every single one.
78.
I gave spoilers to the ball because that's what you want as a comedy show. Yeah. Guys, this is what happens.
But I've been told the Jubilee celebrations really, I got told every excuse under the sun for why crowd numbers could be a little bit down. And then they're like, don't worry, they'll be a great crowd. And they were lovely.
They were amazing crowd.
Yeah,
it was actually an amazing night. There was even someone in the audience, which if you think about cause such a small audience, in fact, there was someone that would be that was willing to fly with you too.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a real, I almost did my producing hat, put my producing hat
You've
on.
You've never been a producer.
And went and got her number.
That, that
because because I thought that'd be the only person that will ever fly with you. I should go get her number.
That would be the first time you've ever put your producing hat on.
Nah, I have once before.
You mean you've stolen
Sonia's hat? Remember when I wrangled
Lindsay Lohan? Oh, yeah. Thank God the producing hat hasn't gone on again.
But then we went out afterwards and we had dinner, you, me and Chris.
Oh, and what a funny thing, like what a funny stuff we've done together. I think someone was needed to wrangle me that day because I was so pissed off in the birdcage.
I was the only one that was doing
sober.
Job.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I was doing that. To be fair, that's kind of my job.
What? To be the pissed one.
Yes.
Is it?
Is it
is
not?
That in your contract?
Isn't that kind of my job?
I would love that to be part of my job.
Yeah, well, you had to start doing it early. I've been doing it for years. You've consistently been
isn't it
cool
nice
mum.
That you get to be that guy and we
see,
all carry you along.
And now you're doing your role again.
But then we went out afterwards and because I've been sick, I didn't last very long. I needed to go home to bed. But I could see you were gearing up. Your night had just begun.
Oh, my God. Is this where you embarrass me more than anyone?
So this whole cool group of people arrived at the table. I honestly think this is a really lovely thing to do. And
it
this
was
is,
awful.
No, I think you got it wrong.
It was awful.
It
and
wasn't.
I thought about it so much that I thought I should bring this up at a separate time to say how awful it was.
It was okay, just to paint the picture, we're in this really dark, moody kind of restaurant and these really cool group of people arrived next to us, much cooler than us.
Yeah.
And they had tats on.
What, much cooler than me, you and Chris?
What a trio. Me with
and
my
Chris,
snot.
And Chris telling you the story of how, is it do a diarrhea or have a diarrhea? Because he needed to say to you during my show that he had to get up and leave to do a diarrhea. And I said, I've never heard someone say do a diarrhea before. And I think you say, I have diarrhea.
and that was the type of chat we were bringing in our table.
And you're saying there's a table cooler than us.
Remember we had a discussion whether it's Norks or Norks.
Yeah, yes.
We haven't solved that one.
I still think it's Norks.
Actually, 13, 10, 60. Is it Norks or Norks?
I think it's sure. I have Norks and diarrhea.
I think it's Norks.
It's Norks. Anyway.
I think I got big Norks. Anyway, there was a table next to us. Cool group. Oh, they arrived. God. Some gorgeous women and cool guys. Oh, and I needed to leave. Oh, and I was like, how do I leave without Tommy going, oh, you're leaving already? So I said to the table next to him, this guy's fun. Do you want to have him for the night?
It was worse than that.
It wasn't. That's
it
what
it was
I said.
Worse. No, that's what you rehearsed in our group.
Oh, my God. You did rehearsals before you sent it to the table.
And I said, please don't do this. Please
that's
don't
how
do
you
this.
Make friends, mate.
And then Carrie turned to the group and said, excuse me, can you please have him? That's what you said.
Say that. And then you said, stop being my mum. And you got really grumpy.
And then they looked at us. And I felt like I had to do a diarrhea. I was so...
Yeah, and then we got up to leave and none of them made eye contact. It was because they didn't want you at their table.
No, because you've just said to adults, can you have another adult?
Anyway, it was such a fun night. 13, 10, 60, though, if you know if it's Norgs or Norks. Really need to solve that one.
That's great.
Yeah.
Is that where we want to take calls?
So.
Norks or Norks? Give us a call.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, the Sabo, is it Norks or Norgs?
Yes, that's the highbrow conversation that you, me and Chris were having on the weekend as we had dinner together.
Hey, let's not forget that's after we discussed, is it do a diarrhea or have diarrhea? Which was during the mains, as we were eating.
Meeting of the mines.
Yes.
Bianca, is it Norgs or Norks? Hi. Well,
1950s, it was Norgs. It could have been Norks as well. It was Norgies, Norks or Norkers. And that means women's breath.
But Bianca, I think it's Norks because I thought it was a version of knockers. Like it came from knockers.
So Norks, the definition of Norks, it actually comes from the 1950s, the Norco butter packaging. because it used to display cow's udders on the packaging.
Oh,
so
my
it comes did, from that.
But didn't you just say Norco butter?
It's called Norco, but they used to say Norgs, Norgies, Norks or Norkers.
But didn't you just say it's called Norco butter?
It's called Norco butter, yep. But that's what they used to say to mean that.
Yeah, but then surely it's Norks.
It's Norks because it's Norco butter.
Yeah. It could be Norks.
You've got
as well.
A real argumentative tone with Bianca.
But Bianca's just said
she's getting involved in Norks
just,
chat.
She's
mate.
Just said what it came from.
I know.
And she said it's Norco, and but now she's saying it's Norks.
I don't reckon this is your hill to die on.
It's my Nork to die on. I will. If there is anyone more passionate about this topic, you find them. Bianca, do you understand why I'm a bit confused? Hey?
Have you got breasts?
Yeah.
Have you got breasts to stand on, babe?
I just heard babe and I'm fine with anything else. That's fine.
Good on you, Bianca.
Thank you, Bianca. I appreciate it.
Lara, Norks or Norgs?
Oh, do you want me to try? Sorry.
Sorry.
G'day, Lara.
Hi. My husband uses that saying all the time. I don't know where it comes from, but Norks is what he says.
And, with a K. Nork.
Yeah, with a K, Norks. Yeah. N-O-R-K. Now, I don't know about the diarrhea one, but he's
London. No, we're in agreement. It's I've got diarrhea. No one does a diarrhea.
No, but he speaks a lot of London slang, so he says he's going for a pony, which is pony and trap as in crap. So he uses that one. And
sorry. I said, sorry, Lara. When you said pony, I said yes in agreement because pony is what I call a little beer.
Oh.
No. Yeah. When he says he's going for a pony, we know he's going to kill the bathroom.
That thing, it's weird that I kept going to the pub for my ponies. Good on you, Lara.
Gary, settle this once and for all. Is it Norgs or Norks?
As a self-proclaimed specialist in his field, I can guarantee you it's Norgs.
What's your reasoning, Gary?
Oh, look, I've inspected quite a few of my time.
And as you're inspecting, do you hold both of them and look them in the eyes and say, how do you spell these?
Carrie and Tommy.
If you drive home this Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little live from London, and you could be headed over to...
Go ahead, London. 80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. Sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that.
Everybody sing it out. Bad
habits. Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
I am so pumped for this. We could give away these first tickets any moment.
Mm.
So stay listening and you could come party with us.
Yes.
And Ed Sheeran.
And us. And Ed Sheeran. And us.
It's all thanks to
I remember snooze. Last time, I was just going to say, last time we came over here and partied, I still remember the fun we had with our listeners. They were the most incredible bunch of people. We had the best few days. It was awesome.
Yes. Jesse, you're official line now.
A good night's sleep makes a great day out in London. Shop in store online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Well done.
Now, up next, because are you going to try and make me excited about something about the Jubilee?
It is exciting.
It's not. Anyway, we'll have this argument next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Monday afternoon on the radio and the listener app. It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Now, I know your trip was intentional to coincide with the Queen's Jubilee.
It was quite annoying that Jubilee was on for me.
It was one of the most epic weekends. The last time I was in London for something like this was Wills and Kate's wedding.
Oh, God.
And I've never seen a city come alive more than when I was here at Wills and Kate's wedding until this weekend. The Jubilee, the entire place was alive.
70 years of doing...
Why are you laughing?
Sorry, every time you put emphasis on alive, it just...
Because she's old. Yeah.
We do have a theory, and because you peddle this theory more than I do, that Lizzie actually fell off the perch a long time ago and they've been propping her up.
I thought thought she might have actually announced, like, today or tomorrow, now that Jubilee's over, that she's handing it over.
Oh, I've been dead for many years.
No, it was so beautiful. And the more I've been here, I've noticed, you know, like, we have a certain sort of idea of the royals and view of the royals from Australia, I reckon. I feel like it's different over here. I feel like no matter what people think of the actual royal family and some members of the family and the idea of the monarchy, the Queen, there is so much love and respect for Lizzie and what she has endured.
I hate the royal family.
And I'm not asking your opinion on the royal family. I know you hate the royal family. Can you not appreciate, though, that 70 years doing that job is a hell of an effort?
Doing what?
Oh, don't.
Waving from a throne.
Stop. Would you want that job?
To live in a
Would
castle?
Would you want that job?
What job? What's
Think
the
about
job?
All the stuff she has to do and the idiot family she has to put up with and all the rules she's had to live by.
We've all
and
got
all the...
idiot families. At least she can put them down the other end of the castle.
Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I stumbled into being involved in the Jubilee. I went for a walk and ended up with millions of people down the mall. Mall? How do they say
Pall Mall.
It? Pall Mall.
Down the mall.
Out the front of Buckingham Palace. Actually, we couldn't get right on the mall. We were behind a couple of
Oh, you're people. Off at the mall.
There was honestly, I think, I'm not good with numbers. I think there might have been a million people down there. There was so – because what's the MCG hold? Like 100,000?
Yeah, 100,000.
I reckon there was 10 of those, definitely. The whole place was alive. The flyover, we couldn't see, get a good angle. We wanted to see – because you know how I'm obsessed with planes now.
Yeah.
I wanted to see the royal flyover.
Yes.
And we couldn't get a good position, so we ended up walking back home. And then in my lounge room, I watched – I just happened to where our place is, has this view of the sky right where they came
yes, of
over.
Of course, you're staying in Buckingham Palace.
With Lizzie.
Yeah.
So I'm such
That's
a
why you
fan.
Like the Royals so much. They're giving you free board.
But I even got excited about, they had those planes that had the helicopters, the waka waka
Chinooks.
Waka waka bit on both ends. You know the little, is that what they're called?
The Chinooks?
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, yeah. They're
and
awesome.
Then they had this flyover where blue, red and white
yes.
Colours came out
yes.
the back.
Yeah, that's fun. See, I like all that stuff.
Then they had the concert. Oh, then Paddington Bear and her did a little sketch. Did you hear that?
I did.
It was so cute. And she had a good sense of humour about that. She did a little sketch with Paddington Bear.
She didn't know. There was nothing sitting across from her. Lizzie had no idea where she was and what she was filming.
It was
And then they just put Paddington Bear. They went, geez, we need something else. Lizzie can't prop up a film.
I thought she was very, very funny and good on her for bothering to do it.
Have you got a bit of her being funny?
I think we've got a bit of Paddington Bear being funny.
Let's see how funny she is.
Thank you for having me. I do hope you're having a lovely Jubilee. Tea? Oh, yes, please.
Okay, that wasn't.
Oh my
that wasn't
God.
A bit of her being funny.
And that's
okay?
70 years of her doing stuff
she
like that. How does she keep it up?
She starts tapping.
How does she keep it up?
We will rock you on the teacup at the end.
She didn't mean to.
She had the wobbles. Yeah. Anyway.
I had one bit of the Jubilee that I did find very funny. You know, George Ezra performed.
Yes.
And did you know they made him edit
a
bit of his song?
Shot? No. What's he?
Yeah, that's George Ezra. Yeah.
Shotgun?
No, he's got... They made him edit a bit. See if you can pick. So here's the studio version of his song. Here it is.
He said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky. You better throw a party on the day that I die. Green,
so there you go. You better throw a party on the day that I die.
Yeah.
Great, right? Yeah. How did he perform it, though, in the presence of the Queen?
She said, green, green grass, blue, blue sky.
He didn't want to say before the day that I die in front of the Queen. Surely you replace the words with something.
Oh, like what?
My.
That's good.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, it's that time of Monday. Same but spoken is back again. Are you excited?
Ooh, yeah.
Is it mushrooms? Who's sponsoring?
No, it's not mushrooms this week. Everything this week is Ed Sheeran themed because obviously people have the chance to go and join you guys in London. Go and see Ed Sheeran. Just download the listener app if you'd like to go.
Oh,
but
I just had a flashback to last week. Do you remember last week?
No.
Wasn't it all songs that Ed Sheeran had collaborated on?
Had written.
Yes.
With other people.
Yes, it was a real tricky round.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to have a guess at what this one is? It is a pun on Ed Sheeran's name.
Songs sung by red herrings. No, wait.
That's good. We should have done that.
Hearing.
Oh, yeah, what are you hearing?
Oh, that's actually really good as well. Oh, God, you guys are so disappointed.
What is it? I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Same,
but cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. These are Ed Sheeran songs.
So I've been hanging out in a shearing shed and some music was on in the background and I have recorded the song.
Jesse.
Yes, mate.
Did the lanolin make you itchy?
Oh, no, it's good. It's soothing.
I bought some extra for you, but I haven't used any of it yet. Should I?
Did you put some on your bottom? That's what I used to put on Addy.
Yeah, you need something for your bottom, Jesse.
Okay. I'll try tonight.
So just back on up to a sheet.
Or I often use them on my nipples when I was breastfeeding, so you can use them on them too.
Why have I been using it on my nipples?
Because they're good. They stop chafing.
Yes. I knew there was a reason.
Let's get this segment sponsored by lanolin.
Oh, my gosh.
All right,
we had mushrooms. Why can't we have sheep?
Are you ready
Brought
for
to
your
by
first
sheep
song?
Not bad. Oh, sorry. Jesse.
What the hell?
Sounder knows.
This is just a really horrible sound.
Tommy.
Justin Timberlake?
Yeah, I know.
Oh. That's what I thought Ed Sheeran song.
Tommy's buzzed in. No. It's nothing to do with Ed Sheeran's music. It's just Sheeran.
JT, Rock Your Body.
You are insane. He said they're all Ed Sheeran songs.
No. Just the pun. Just Sheeran songs.
Jesse.
Come on.
Jesse, I'm
sorry. Why do you make life so complicated for yourself?
Jesse, I'm sorry. Jesse had spent a lot of time in a shearing shed for this.
Yeah.
So the least you can do is be supportive.
Can we put it back in the tunnel?
It was a cave, thanks
Wasn't
very
a cave?
Much. Yeah. Song
okay,
number two.
Okay, now I get what's going on.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy.
It is Rihanna Pond Replay.
Good.
Is this because of your farming roots?
It is, yes.
How many of those were there?
There was one in front of the shed.
No, it was dairy, wasn't it, your family had? Or sheep?
No, Daisy was her.
Dairy farming.
Well, it was. We didn't shoe the cows.
Two zip, song number three.
Carrie.
Vickers.
Don't stop. Da, da, da.
Three, two.
Khalees? No.
One.
I don't know.
Tommy
for the win.
Put Carrie out of her misery. It is Kesha.
Oh.
I guess it's called. And Apane. Is it called Don't Stop?
Oh.
Just give it to me.
Yeah.
Give it to him so I never have to hear those sheep again.
What is it called?
It is TikTok. Oh, because he's already blowing.
Oh, my God.
She's done.
Wow. What a way to end.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And, guys, it's not far away.
I know. We are going to be taking someone and a friend to see Ed Sheeran live at Wembley, the most epic place you can ever see a concert.
Not just that, because they get, obviously, flights, accommodation. There was a bit of sunshine here over the weekend. And
that's a sell. There was a bit of sunshine.
Well, I was going to say,
20 minutes.
But, like, nothing comes alive like London in the sun.
Absolutely.
Because everyone here is so
deprived of it.
Depressed for most of the year that as soon as the sun comes out, they go, oh, my God, tops off.
Yeah.
Points in there.
Sun's out, buns out.
Lovely, isn't it?
And it could be you. So if you downloaded the listener app and you entered Stand By Your Phone, we could be calling you very, very soon.
Up next, though, because I caught up with one of the smaller members of your family the other day, and I'm not sure what you're doing to her is, I guess it's probably technically legal, but
I
don't.
I know what you're talking about. I think it's incredible parenting.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay, let's chat about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Monday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
Oh,
Live from London for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because I mentioned just before that I caught up with one of the smaller members of your household. I saw you and young Evie, and when Evie came walking over, I was like, wow. Dude looks different because she has got some new tattoos that I have never seen before.
Two sleeves.
Two sleeves. And I thought, what are all these numbers on this young girl's arms? And what have you done to your child?
No, okay. So it's very busy in this city. There's a lot of people in London. And there's been times when we've been on the tube that I've looked around and I haven't been able to see where she's gone because there's so many people. And we've had a few moments of panic. Same thing happened at Disneyland. So many people that we've started writing our numbers on her hand so that if she ever gets stuck or we lose her, she can just thrust her hand into someone's face and say, please call my mum or dad.
Yes.
Now, I will admit.
That wasn't her hand.
Okay. So I will admit that I just write it in pen on her, like on the, what do you call, not the palm, the opposite of the palm.
The top part of her hand. Yeah.
And I, the day that I did see you, when I saw Chris riding with the black Sharpie all down her arm, I thought it's a bit much.
It was her whole arm and it was permanent marker.
I mean, everyone now knows my number because she was just parading around London with her arm out. But it's a great trick. The only problem is I've now discovered because there's no reception in the tube, right? So now I've had to explain to her if she gets stuck, she's got to find her way out. upstairs where she can get someone to call because no one can call downstairs. And it's quite a little track to get back
up
to. But
why is it different? Like, firstly, just put her on a leash. I was a kid on a leash. As a former kid on a leash.
Okay, she's seven. I can't put her on a leash.
But why is it
different? Were you a kid on a leash?
Yeah, I was a kid on a leash. Because mum said it was either that or you're going to get hit by a car. So, you know, I'll just hold you on a leash.
Oh, that's good parenting. Good parenting.
Good
parenting.
But why is it different?
Is that why you have such an issue being on a leash now?
No, I quite like it.
In your relationship? No, you don't. As soon as they pull you in a bit, you're like, nah, I want my freedom. No,
I'd rather run into traffic. why is it different here? Because, like, if she got lost, right, wouldn't she just go to someone and say, I'm lost? Like, she doesn't have numbers written on her arm back home.
No, because we're not really in situations back home where there's that many people in such an unfamiliar space. Mm. So most of the places we go back home, she's familiar with, so she'd know and she feels comfortable there. Whereas here, it's a lot of people, it's places she doesn't know, so she'll panic. She might not be able to communicate properly what's going on. So at least she can just put her hand in front of someone and they'll know to call us.
Her arm. Her whole arm.
Her whole body. Just thrust herself in.
And so she's obviously at a new school while she's over here. And new schools, you know, they make kids nervous and that's understandable. Yeah. And sometimes you're worried, will I fit in and stuff? How does she go with having permanent marker all down her arm?
Don't send her to school with it up her arm. Major events.
No, that
Well, that I mean, to be fair, that's still on her arm because he did use permanent marker. But normally it's just a little bit of pen.
Yeah, okay. So you don't
know. Well, it's either that or I don't know how else to keep her safe.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, keeping an eye on her is a good start.
Yeah,
try to, you know.
Looking for your child.
You do what you got to do. It's like I keep a whole bag of tiny, tiny marshmallows. You know, the little small ones?
To keep yourself propped up with energy.
No, when I need to get my kids to fall into line. Addie, I just like Hansel and Gretel. I just give her a little bit every step of the way to keep her walking forward.
Dog treats.
Yeah. You do what you got to do, mate. Did you see the pictures of William and Kate trying to keep her little one? I think it's Louis at the Jubilee. And he was making all the faces and he was jumping up and down, and then he was putting his hand over her mouth, and everyone was saying how bad a parent she was. I just looked at her and I thought, I couldn't even take Adelaide to the Jubilee.
And did,
like, she would run riot.
And did Kate write her number on the kid's arm?
He'd just princess. Say, could you please get the queen?
She's the one on the money. I mean, I think it's, apart from being far too big, I think it's very smart. I would
love
to
hear. So what's your problem?
Just that you sent her to school with her mum and dad's number.
Okay. Well, we'll field some calls from some fascinating kids, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I was going to do great. Just everyone pranking you, mum and dad. 131060, parenting hacks.
Yes.
Because
Give them to me because I'll take them on board. I'm open to anything.
Yes. It is the first time I've seen a child with their full arm.
It did make me think. There's a really good business idea there for perhaps
kids
like
tattoos.
Bracelets or something that kids have that have your number, like a little thing that you slide in or something with your number on it.
That is a lot. Yeah, that's better than tattoos.
Yes. Yeah. Just thought of that.
Yeah.
Might make that.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
No one else do it. It's mine.
131060. Give us a call with your parenting hat.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Monday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, what's your parenting hacks?
Well, so I write our numbers on Evie's hand when we're out and about. No, Chris, that one he took too far. He wrote it in black Sharpie up down her whole arm, our number, in case she gets lost. But the principle is if she gets lost, she can just show someone her hand slash arm and they'll know to call us. Mm. Yes.
And she's now going to be the girl at school today with her full parents' phone numbers down her whole
sleeve.
Arm.
It'll take off. You watch. The whole class will want a sleeve.
With your number as well?
Beck, what's your parenting hack?
Hey, I have actually seen on Etsy you can buy temporary tattoos where it says, if lost, please call, and you get your number put on them.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, because then you just wipe it off with baby oil.
Yes.
And they don't have to just have a real number down the arm.
Yes.
Have you seen anyone using these?
I haven't, no. I haven't had to use them. I just spotted them on Etsy. I said, that's what I was saying before, my kids are too scared to get lost from me. I hid from them at the shops once to teach them a lesson where I could still see them, and they panicked and they've never done it again.
Oh, Beck. I mean, just so to clarify, I'm not planning on losing her. It's not like I'm, you know, or that she plans on leaving me. It's just sometimes in the throes of life, you know, we get separated.
Do you think, Beck, that maybe, and certainly this is not my suggestion, but do you think it would be easier if Carrie just, like, looked after her kids?
Listen, things happen. We're all mums and we've all got to sit together.
Thank you, Beck. Thank you. I don't know why. Anyway, Jenny's got an idea.
Hello.
What's your tip, Jenny?
My parenting tip is to take a photo of your kids basically dressed as they are for the day. In case the worst thing happens and they do wander off, which they sometimes do. My son has a habit of sometimes wandering off. And you can at least have a photo what they're wearing on the day of and show people, have you seen this kid wearing this jumper and these track pants or whatever it might be.
Sad.
Yeah, I know. Jenny, have you just thought about putting a leash on your kid?
I did it once at the zoo, but yeah. But we've been to a few events and we went to the Gold Coast last week and went to the theme parks and they're 8 and 9 and I still took a photo of them on the morning just in case they wandered off and I had to go and ask someone if you found my kid, but no, they were good. So.
Do you think a leash on a kid is funnier at the zoo?
There's something about the fact
because
that
not even the
zoo.
Animals
no,
have
leash.
Leashes on
exactly.
Them.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Shawn Mendes, when you're gone for your Monday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy driving you home.
We touched on something last week about you heading out on the town with my dad and Chris and not me. You've done a similar thing again. Look, let's be honest. I think you were spending your time in London ruining relationships.
Okay, that was very to the point.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just lay it all out very soon and then people can decide.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds fun for you.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Are you a fan of a spelling bee?
Look at me. Of course.
No, you're a smart man who's a good speller. Right.
Am I a good speller?
You're better than me.
I've never been able to spell the word restaurant to save myself.
Yes, you can. Have
no, I get stuck in the middle. R-E-S-T-A-U.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
You do get stuck
yes.
in the middle.
Yes.
Yep. R-A-N-T.
Or is that it?
E-N-T.
Okay. Restaurant.
Anyway, I'm a terrible speller, which is why I'm so obsessed with the spelling bee, because I just watch these kids blitz it. And I think, why couldn't I have had that gene? Anyway. The spelling bee, the National Spelling Bee was on the weekend. And it, for the first time ever in its entire history, it ended in a tiebreaker. So Harini Logan, 14-year-old Harini, won, right?
Too old to be doing a spelling bee, by the way.
14?
Yeah. When I see the spelling bee, the kids are all like 10. 14.
Oh, that's unfortunate because we're about to do our own spelling bee.
Good.
E. F. L. R. S. D.
Carrie and Tommy's spelling bee.
So this 14-year-old Harini, so she was actually, they have this round there where you've also got to define words and say what they're called, and she was eliminated.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
When were we spelling letters out like that for that audio?
I don't remember, no.
Jesse, do you know what that's from?
I have no idea.
Maybe we've done spelling bee stuff before.
Oh, have we? Jezelenko on the Pots and Pans, the man in a dark little dank cave who puts the audio together for this show. Where was that from, Jez?
Tommy, you came up with a game last year in lockdown that was like a, this is a game where you spell a word out one word at a time if you know the word. Shout.
Oh, that was a fun so it's from that. Game.
Yeah,
yeah. Sorry, I've forgotten games. Lockdown. Because,
yeah. That's as exciting as it got. We spelt words.
That was two broken people doing their best to entertain when inside we were miserable. Actually, outside
Speak
as well.
Yourself. Harini was
you
voted.
You were miserable, mate.
Not as miserable as you.
No, that's true.
It's not a competition, but
we did cry a lot.
Harini. I think that was when I told you to sit in the pain.
Yes, you did.
Harini
but for
was 2 eliminated.
Years because...
I'm trying to tell you about Harini. Sorry, yes. Harini was eliminated, okay? Yeah. Because she.
I can't even spell Harini's name. H E R I N I?
H A R I N I.
H.
Harini.
H. Anyway,
whatever. She had to define the word pullulation. Define the word pullulation.
Pullulation.
And she said it was the nesting of mating birds, right? Anyway, they eliminated her and said it wasn't quite right. And then they came back and said, actually, we've checked and it is kind of around that area. So you're back in the game. Okay. And then she went on to win. This was them. They were so fast. They had to keep going back to like a tape because they were so fast at spelling it. Even the adjudicators couldn't keep up. Have a listen.
Cicerary.
S-I-S-C-E-R-A-R-Y.
Akari.
A-K-O-R-E.
Buachal.
B-O-U-C-H-A-L.
Saccharose.
S-A-C-C-H-A-R-O-S-E.
Talisay.
D-A-L-I-S-A-Y.
I reckon you could just say, DDY is what, two?
Boy,
two?
DDY dollar sign dash.
Two. Now throw some numbers in there. Yeah. Dash.
I did not understand one of those words. Bookery. Was it bookery?
Anyway, it's funny you say you didn't understand some of the words because I've got Jesse to prepare some of those words to have a see if we can spell them.
Okay.
Not those ones that we just heard. Different.
Oh,
ones.
Not bookery.
Not bookery.
Damn it.
Your first word is spielbone.
S-P-I-E-B-O-N-E.
Carrie. S-P-I-E-L-B-O-N-E.
You've got to describe what it is and how to use it as well. Because I believe it was Stevens. Did you say S-P-I-E-L?
B-O-N-E.
Yeah, and that was wrong.
Yes, that was wrong.
So I'm not going to go with the same spelling, obviously. S-P-E-E-L-B-H-O-N-E.
Oh, was
give it to
close?
Us. Give it to us.
Spielbone.
S-P-E-A-L-B-O-N-E.
S-P-A-L-B-O-N-E.
Wait, what did she say?
E-A. S-P-E-A-L-B-O-N-E.
Yeah.
Why do they say it if it's spelling? Just say it at a normal pace.
No, because they want to win, so they've got to get as many right as they can.
Oh, that's not okay.
Give us another one.
Phreatophyte.
Oh, that is actually my favourite word.
Phreatophyte.
Yeah, it's when you're doing it's the opposite to pay-per-view.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Monday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So, Tommy.
Yeah, Carrie.
Do you only, like as a blanket rule, target men with families when you're picking your person to party with?
Do I target men with families? I'm just out and about. That's a guy with a backpack and a bum bag. He looks like he's got a family. I'm going to go and hang out with him.
Because last week we got into a bit of a tussle because you arrived, the day you arrived, you and my partner Chris organised to go out together.
All I did was answer a message and say, yes, I'll have
a
beer.
Let's not get into the argument again. But either way, I wasn't invited.
You bailed on me.
Don't you start even twisting the story. We're not doing this again. Oh my God, you're now lying. I'm gonna
bailed on me.
If you're listening, I wasn't invited to the night out that my dad went on and Chris went on with Tommy, and I got no such message asking me to be involved. Anyway, whatever. I stayed home with the kids, guys. Don't worry. I'm the real hero.
You have I've been here a week and you've bailed on me, I reckon, four times now.
There's just been a bit going on, okay? And it's hard with a family, right?
I know, but
actually, I saw you. I've seen you twice on the weekend.
Yes, but
how often do you want to catch up?
Every day. I've got no one else here.
Well, this could explain it, because when we had this argument last week, I don't know if you remember our caller, Sue. She made it sound like I was being the tricky one.
Mm-hmm. And I know half of Carrie's frustration is probably with her family and being directed in the wrong spot.
Yes.
And I don't believe that Tommy should have to consult Carrie, because Carrie is not Tommy's wife. Could you not have said to him, can you not bother being tonight because I have two kids at home? And
but I didn't know that was happening, Sue.
Sue,
yeah, you could have grown some balls too, Carrie, and said to your husband, no, I'm sorry.
No, because I'm not a ball breaker, Sue. Instead, I'm really? Not about it. Balls. Okay, so every single time I have spoken to you about what you did for the day or who you're seeing the same person.
Right? I've got a good friend here, and I've been catching up with him a lot.
Yeah, and you've been partying with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, late. Start early, finish late. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. How do you think his wife feels about your arrival into London?
It's an interesting question. Good at the start.
Have you seen her?
No.
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 No, that's right. Because what's she doing? She's at home with the
baby.
4-month-old baby. That's right. So while you're partying with her husband.
I just don't know why this is my fault.
You just have to think about the women involved.
So I have to sit by myself in a hotel room and go, no, I won't message anyone because they've got a family.
No, you just have to think. I've asked him 5 days in a row and every time he says yes, and I know why he's saying yes, because he wants to escape that said family. Mm. But for the sake of his wife, I should give him a day home with her in the 4 months.
But I just think again, I feel like you constantly do this thing to me, which is you make me responsible for people regretting having children.
No.
And it's not my fault.
I think you just need to be more considerate.
Just because you guys are miserable, I don't have to be.
I'm as happy as Larry. And I'm sure as happy as Larry until you arrived into town.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
That is where you're at for your Monday afternoon. And coming up next, guys, we are going to give away our first London trip to come and see Ed Sheeran live at Wembley Stadium. All thanks to Snooze.
Hey, talking about big winners, Bickers, Nadal has won at Roland Garros again. Have you seen his...
Did he just have a broken rib? I read that he had a broken rib a few months ago now he's winning a Grand Slam.
He broke his rib at the same time that I broke my rib.
Oh.
Because my sports doctor sent me a message with the article saying two champions at the top of their game out with the same injury.
So who's number one now? Is it him? Or is it still Djokovic?
I assume he's number one. He's now two clear in the all-time Grand Slams, two clear of both Djokovic and Federer.
Wow.
His record at Roland Garros is 133 wins, I think it was, to three losses. Sorry, 112 wins to three losses. And he's halfway through the year and he's won two of the four calendar Grand Slams. He would be the first male singles to do that since Rod Laver in 1969.
But isn't he injured or something? What's the chances he's of got him actually doing that?
He's got a dodgy foot and he's got nerve problems in his foot and he's been needing to get injections to make him play. And he said he's got to make a decision whether he gets an operation, which he may not want to do, or... where he throws it away.
Can he play out the year with the injections?
It sounds like.
Beat Laver, then retire?
Sounds like. I mean, he's not actually beating Laver. Imagine if his last game of the year was against Rod Laver. Just rocket Rod. He'd have to pull out some real stops.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy. That is Ed Sheeran's Castle on the Hill, and it is time to give away our first ticket to see
seeing that live. Mm. It could be you.
Yes.
Go ahead, London.
80,000 screaming Ed Sheeran fans.
Right, so my name's Ed. Pleased to be here. Please sing as loud as you can.
17,000 Ks away in London. Sitting next to your favourite two Drive Time personalities.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Hello, Governor.
I'm really impressed by that. Everybody sing it loud. Bad habits.
Ed to London with Carrie and Tommy.
A good night's sleep makes for a great day in London. Shop in store or online at snooze.com.au. It's amazing what a little snooze can do.
Thank you very much for that. You ready? Let's go.
It's time.
It is time. People who have entered, sit by your phones and stare at it for what will be the probably some of the more tense moments you're going to have. In just a matter of seconds, someone's phone is going to ring and presuming they answer, they're going to be joining us and Ed Sheeran here in London to go see him live at Wembley Stadium, bring a mate, a partner, whoever that person that you can put up with on an international trip is, jump on a plane.
Bring a party person though.
Yeah.
It's no time for boring people, but, you know, we want to have some fun.
Yes, and bring someone that's not got COVID and is not...
well, let's not get bogged down in
sorry.
The details.
Sorry, Jesse, should you...
COVID-free and ready to fly.
I didn't get tested. Did you get tested?
Okay. Well, no Jesse, one
cares. Jesse, have you got a number there?
We are dialing.
Hi, is that Sarah?
Yes.
G'day, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Hey, Sarah, do you know who this is?
Is it Carrie and Tommy?
Wow, it's Tommy.
Hi, Tommy.
And it's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, do you know why we might be calling you?
Yeah, maybe, yes. Am I going to Ed Sheeran?
We just wanted to do the paper quiz with you, Sarah.
Oh, okay. What is it?
Hey, Sarah, why did you enter the Ed Sheeran competition? We'll get to the paper quiz, but just a quick question about Ed.
Ed Sheeran's always been my number one. I've always, since I was 14 or 15, been obsessed with him. Dreamed about going to one of his concerts, but never got onto the tickets quick enough, so...
Have you ever been to London, Sarah?
No, I have not.
Have you got a passport?
Yes, I do.
Have we got what other stuff?
Have you got a friend you could take?
Yeah.
Yes, I have my partner.
Okay. Well,
Tick there. Do you like to party, Sarah?
I sure do. When I'm child-free.
Are you going to be able to be child-free for the trip?
Yes, I am. I have a very supportive family, so lots of help.
Hey, Sarah, we've kind of done all the checks and stuff. Should we just...
Yeah.
Hey, Sarah.
Yes?
You're coming to see it? Yeah!
Oh, my God! Yes, I won! Oh, my God, thank you so much!
Oh, Sarah, we cannot wait after the last few years to get back and see live music, to travel again, to party. Ed is so fantastic, Sarah. We're going to go to his restaurant, Birdie Blossoms, for dinner first, then go to his show. It is going to be epic.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Hey, Sarah, we can't wait to see you over here in London, so you better get packing.
I've already got my suitcase out.
Should we do the paper quiz now?
Oh, I mean, if it's a must.
Sarah, we can't wait to see you. Get yourself ready. We're going to have some fun.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Carrie and Tommy.
We're going to give away another trip tomorrow as well, guys. So all everyone needs to do is download the listener app and search Carrie and Tommy to enter. It is all thanks to Snooze. And Ed Sheeran's brand new one featuring Budra. It's called Two Step. It is out now from the Equals Tour Edition. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.